Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Hello, hello, hello. It's me, Kim. Kim the doula of Birth and Parenting Things podcast. Welcome. How's your day going? How is everything going? Let's find a positive thing about what's going on today to make you feel better. I'm sure there's something. Anyways, so last week I mentioned I was scrambling to get the podcast done because I had a worker coming to look at the furnace and the air conditioner for sort of end of year, beginning of season maintenance. And I'm a responsible homeowner, so I need to do this maintenance. So the guy came. He was about a middle-aged, kind of 50-ish white guy. And he went around the back and cleaned out the air conditioner, which I appreciated. I really wanted that to be done. But then when he came inside to look at the furnace, brought him downstairs, which I had cleaned maniacally to make it look presentable. I mean, it's not spotless, but, you know, at least it's not covered in cat food. And he, as soon as he got down to the bottom of the stairs and turned into my son's room, he's like, oh, who plays hockey? And I'm like, well, that's my son. And he starts asking me about what league he's in and all this stuff. I'm like, he's not in a league. He plays rec. Like, it's, oh, so there's no refs. No, there's refs. Like, it's a league, but it's like, you know, he plays with a bunch of old guys. He plays with his dad. So he went into the furnace room and didn't know how to turn the furnace off. So we found the switch, which was a brand new switch, on a white wall with writing over top of it that says, you know, on, off, furnace. And he turns it off and he pulls out the filter and tells me that it's too fancy. Like, it's too, not that it's too thick, but it's too good. I just need like a cheaper filter. And I've known this before and I've bought cheaper filters before, but when I went into Home Depot last time, I kind of grabbed what was on sale and it was a more expensive kind. So fine. I know that part. So then I had been seeing the humidity in my house rising over the last little bit. So I was like, you know, what is the humidity supposed to be? You know, asking him questions to be a responsible homeowner. And he doesn't give me an answer. And he kind of tells me what he does with his furnace. And then he messed around with my the humidity control. And then started asking me about hockey again and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. My like 20 odd year old son plays hockey with the boys, like goes out for beers afterwards. He's like, you know, living the dream. So then he comes upstairs and he's like, and he's leaving. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Like, before, when I've had maintenance guys, they've had me turn it off. They've done some tests. They've had me turn it back on, you know, all this stuff. Nothing. And he left. I'm like, okay, well, that was weird, but all right. And I get a bill, like it was zero because it's through my furnace because I have a rental. And he's like, it's like, you know, 90-day warranty on parts and labor. I'm like, no parts and what the hell labor? So whatever. So then I get a call the very next day from the furnace company or from the gas company to say that he's going to be there for my appointment. I'm like, what the hell do you mean? Who was the guy yesterday? And he goes, there was a guy yesterday? I'm like, yeah. And he came and he did literally nothing. So he's like, oh, he goes, I don't know who that is. He goes, you know, do you want me to cancel? I'm like, no, because he didn't do anything. So he goes, do you want me to still come today? And I had literally just gotten out of the shower. I'm like, well, not really. I didn't expect this. So we made an appointment. So the guy's coming today. So I hope I'm not murdered when all this is over. But that's kind of where my true crime brain goes. And when I told my mom this story, she's like, oh my God, well, who was it? I'm like, I don't know. But he did get out of an Enbridge truck. He was driving an Enbridge van. So I know that he worked for them. But yeah, so that's been my adventure this week. And of course, I ran around. I didn't have to run around too maniacally this morning to clean things up because it was already still, you know, pretty good from yesterday. But like, how could you be so bad at your job that, you know, I would absolutely 100% know you're terrible at your job? And the other thing was, is he never turned my furnace back on. So he left without turning my furnace back on. And I told this to the guy. He's like, oh, he goes, I can come and turn it back up. I'm like, it's fine. I just flicked a switch. Like, it's no big deal. But like, that's how terrible this guy was. And he didn't change the filter either. Normally they'll do that for me too. But oh my God, what a load of crap. So is there a moral to this story? No, it's just a story. But, you know, maybe be careful about people you let into your house. Thankfully, I felt okay last week because I have my dog who's, you know, big and menacing looking. And he will definitely leave trace elements of his hair when anybody leaves. But my son was also here as well. But it's like, Jesus, are you kidding me? What a load of crap. So, yeah. So that's how my week is going. And I have this new, very excited. I have this new project that I'm working on for birthing parents, and I'm really, really excited about it. I'm kind of doing a revamp, a redesign of things, and it's going to be announced soon. But one of the things I was going to do was, you know, start recording some of what I'm going to do, of the announcement and whatnot. And of course, it's fall, and of course, there's storms everywhere, and my neighbors are all having their trees taken down and stuff. So I'm like, oh my God. So needless to say, I could not get anything recorded yesterday because of all the noise and the wood chipping and all of that stuff. So it's kind of quiet at the moment, so I'm going to try and get through this podcast first. So if at any time anybody has any questions or anything that they want to, you know, do, want me to talk about, or, you know, want me to, you know, do some research on or anything like that, please, please, please feel free to email me at, where do I want you to email me? birthandparentythings@gmail.com is the email. I have not had enough caffeine today. I might need to switch to coffee. So this week I have a relaxation class that I do live. And this week was the sort of practical physical stuff. So we were talking about water in labor and how important it is. And it's not necessarily just sitting in a tub. So I wanted to do, I wrote an article on that for the newsletter. So I want to just go over that. And it's basically, so I've done one water birth in my whole career. So in 16 years of being a doula, I've only actually done one water birth. And it was actually, was it the very last one? I think it was the very last birth I did before the pandemic hit. So literally the very last birth that I attended in person as a doula. So during my prenatal classes, I actually spend a lot of time telling my clients to stay hydrated, not just in the summer, but in the winter as well. Water is extremely important for pregnancy because it can affect baby as much as it can affect you, but it can actually be really important for labor as well. So let's talk about that. So for pain management, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned in either this or my emails before that being relaxed during labor is incredibly important. Your body is working really hard, and when your body is relaxed, it can actually work more efficiently. And you might possibly remove some of the discomfort that you're going to feel in your body if it's more relaxed. Submersing yourself in warm water can help with all of that. Also, just being in a shower can help with that too. So, if you aren't a bath person, definitely do the shower because not everybody's a bath person. Not everybody wants to sit in hot water, which I get. I mean, it feels a bit like human soup. But a warm shower can help as well. So check if your hospital actually has a tub or a shower combo that you can utilize during your labor. So when using the tub, though, it's important to make sure that you're thinking outside the box. Don't just lay back in the tub. Consider lying on your side because if you lay back, that can potentially put baby into a back-to-back position with you, which is going to cause back labor, which is going to cause a longer labor and a lot more discomfort. So try lying on your side. This can help with that. Also, consider sitting cross-legged or leaning out to the side of the tub and let your support person play with your hair or pour water down your back. You can use a cup to sort of move the water around. With warm or hot water in labor, make sure though that you're testing the waters before you get into them, okay? Especially a hot bath. What was hot for you before might be scalding for you in actual labor because of your senses becoming heightened. When it comes to a shower as well, absolutely make sure that you're thinking outside the box. When we get into a shower, we generally stand there with the water on our back and we wash ourselves and we get clean and then we get out. But when it comes to the being in labor, you could be on all fours with a handheld shower, being sprayed onto your back, your lower back, your tailbone. You could be sitting on the edge with the water sort of being sprayed on your belly, things like that. You could, use the shower for maybe, 10, 15, 20 minutes and then get out and then maybe go back to it again. It isn't necessarily sort of a one and done. You can do it for a little bit, take a break, do it again for a little bit, take a break. Don't think that just because you've used it, you can't go back to it. And so that's the same with the bath as well. Also consider, so not necessarily actually submersing yourself in water, but hot water bottles or ice packs can also help. This is still water-based, can also help with the discomfort as well, particularly if you're having back labor. These two forms of water can be quite useful, but we don't want to use heat or cold on you if you have an epidural. So if you have some lower back pain but you have an epidural, we especially don't want to be using heat on you because you won't know if you're being burned. If it's too hot, you absolutely won't know because of the epidural. And we don't want to freeze you out either. So try in the case of epidurals, these two are not necessarily possible. And also think about water for hydration. Again, you need to stay hydrated during labor as well. It's actually quite easy to become dehydrated in labor. And as I say, this can affect you as much as it affects baby. So if you do become dehydrated as well, you're going to have an IV, to help with that. And during the pushing stage, you can use water as well, surprisingly enough. So you could potentially be pushing your baby out into water, though I'm talking about hospital births and most hospitals do not do water births. If yours does, that's awesome. Usually they'll only do it if there's midwifery care. Like I know we have a hospital sort of just north of where I am with an alongside midwifery unit, and they absolutely do water births there. There was another hospital closer to me, which is actually where I had my babies. But after about a year of the birthing unit being open, they closed it down. And it had a great tub for birthing and all of that stuff. It had like birthing suites, and it wasn't like when I was there. It was all brand new. And as I say, it was only about a year old, and then they just closed it down, which is ridiculous. But back to pushing. Water can be useful in pushing as well. Taking sips of water between the contractions, between the pushes, can be very helpful. You can often get, dry lips, dry mouth, things like that too. That can help, but just little sips of water. We don't want you to be guzzling water if that's happening. because you could end up vomiting it up, and that's not going to be helpful for you. You could chew some ice chips as well. I had one client once, so she didn't want sips of water. She wanted ice cubes. So we had a cup, a styrofoam cup of chipped ice that we got at the hospital, and a spoon. And she did not want more or less than three chips. That was it. It had to be three. If it was less, if it was more, she tore her partner a new one. So little few ice chips at a time to crunch and suck on between the pushes can be very helpful. And yeah, I will also say too, I really recommend, I think this is a really great idea. So in the hospital are kidney bowls. I don't know why I have such a bad throat right now. These kidney bowls, which are often used for vomiting in, using those, filling it up with some ice chips before pushing starts, filling it up with ice chips and some water, and get two or three cloths, at least two, and washcloths, put them in, make them cold, and then that can go on your partner's forehead, it can go on the back of their neck, and then after about two or three pushes, you can switch out the cloths, use the new one that's been sitting in cold water, and then that way you're not sort of running back and forth to the washroom or to the sink to get cold water on it. And that can save a little bit of time too. All right, that was very short. It was very short and sweet. That's okay. As I say, I kind of wanted these to be, even with my long-ass story, I really did want this to be bite-sized, so that you could sort of just listen and then go on with your day. So I hope that's been helpful. Absolutely, I think water is amazing. I think water is fabulous for your comfort and all of that stuff. So definitely write water into your birth plan. All right. And as I say, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about anything I talk about, please feel free to email me at birthandparentythings@gmail.com. I'll put the email in the show notes. And yeah, I hope everybody has a great day, and I hope the rain stops soon. I'm actually not teaching this weekend, so I'm very excited about that. I'm going to winterize my new garden. So I can't remember if I mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but with the passing of my uncle, he left me a little bit of money, and I used that towards living, because the pandemic has really taken a bite out of my income, but also to put in a new garden in the backyard. So I have some new baby trees back there and some really beautiful gardens and a new patio, and it's been amazing, and I am so, so incredibly grateful for my uncle for allowing this to happen for me. So I'm truly, truly grateful for that. And yeah, so now this weekend, because I'm not October, it's going to be October 1st. Oh my God, it's going to be October. I've actually pulled out a couple pumpkins to put on my shelf. It's going to be winter soon, and it's going to be cold. I think it's going to be a really cold winter this season. So I'm going to save my little Japanese maples and my magnolia tree. I cannot wait for that for the spring. I cannot wait to see the magnolia tree in the spring. Anyways, it'll be so fun. All right, that's it. I hope that you have a really great day, and I will see you next week. And yeah, I'm always struggling for topics, so please feel free to send me anything you like. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That would be much appreciated too. And I can't keep doing it myself. And tell your friends. All right. I hope everybody has a great day. Bye.